The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me, because my word has no room among you. I tell you that I have seen in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me. A man who has told you the truth that I've heard from God, Abraham did not do this. You were doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I do not come of my own, but he sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. At my ordination, when I became a priest of Jesus Christ, regardless of my actions, regardless of my homilies, or how well I do the job or not, a priest I will forever be. But one of the things I've learned in the last 3-ish years is that you have to let this title bear its full weight on you and allow yourself to be formed and molded to it and by it so that it fits like a glove. The thing is, though, that it's not just kind of a one-and-done type of thing. It's something that must shape me throughout my entire life, and it will. In the gospel, Christ says, "A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains." My brothers and sisters, by our baptism, we were given the great gift of divine filiation. We became adopted sons and daughters of the Most High. And in the same way that a priest must be shaped and molded by the full weight of his title, so too must each of us be shaped and molded by the title of son or daughter of God. Even if it takes the entirety of our lives, we must hear its call, feel its demands, so that we may no longer be slaves, but truly the heirs to the kingdom that God calls us to, so that we may remain in his household forever. God bless you.